Tweet of the week.
Did you work out our critically endangered grassland caller this week, found only between Hay in New South Wales and Bendigo in Victoria? Very soft, sonorous call. So let's have another close listen. A couple of people thought it was some shipping sounds from down in Hobart, but not from the seas. Although our correct winner of the Tweet of the Week this week was from Hobart. It's Chris Johnson, who was first in with the correct answer. It's the supremely unusual Plains Wanderer. Now, I could tell you about it, but you probably know I don't know much about birds. So I'm going to hand over to one of our, well, longest running and most successful Tweet of the Week competitors with a bunch of pied stilts calling in the background. Here is Philip Maher.
Hello, everyone. This is Philip from Deniliquin. The Plains Wanderer is a very unique little bird. It lives out on the open plains. No trees, just grassland. The female's more brightly coloured than the male. Not that many of them left. Yeah, they move around quite a bit. It's hard to know how many there is. Their numbers fluctuate quite a bit from year to year, depending on how much rainfall we get. One of their biggest problems at the moment is climate change. The rain's become so erratic that they're having to move a lot more than what they ever did. We used to have them around all year round once, but now they tend to clear out up to 6 months at a time. They usually always come back when it rains, so they're still hanging in there as best they can.
That's Philip from Deniliquin giving us the lowdown on this week's Tweeter of the Week, the Plains Wanderer. But the big scoop there is that Philip from Deniliquin has a surname. I never knew that. Philip Maher there. Philip operates tours to help bird watchers find the elusive Plains Wanderer, actually. And he's a many, many times champion of Tweet of the Week. So thanks very much to you, Philip. Of course, we'll have another audio challenge next week, and you'll be up against Philip from Deniliquin right after the 9 o'clock news on Sunday Extra next week.